This conditional use number 2456, Elk Development LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County.
Hold on for a second. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen over there, excuse me, excuse me. We are still having a public hearing here. We need you to be quiet, okay? Thank you. All right, go ahead.
To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 67.72 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of O'Neill's Road, which is Sussex County Route 485, approximately 0.26 miles southwest of Seaford Road, which is Route 13A. The 911 address is 28270 O'Neill's Road, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 132, Map 6, Parcel 92.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the property legal description. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the applicant's decommissioning plan. And I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Fuqua, go ahead.
Yes, this is a conditional use 2456. This is what's referred to as the O'Neill's Road application. And again, in addition to what I have already stated in my first hearing, all right, there it is. You have to remind me how to erase that. What do you hit the erase button? Oh, but I don't know, I don't identify the erase button. That wasn't it.
One moment, Mr. Chairman.
Take your time. Not a problem.
I knew I shouldn't have touched it.
What happened?
We blew up the
system failure.
Yeah.
When in doubt, turn it off and turn it back on.
Yeah, this one.
That's the original. Just hit that?
Yep.
And then. Yeah. Oh, and then. Okay, and then Rob. Okay.
And then back to the code.
All right, thank you. I won't do that again. I always move this away from me. Again, there, the aerial map is put up. This parcel involves a 67-acre site. It's located on the north side of O'Neill's Road. This is just of Blades, closer toward Laurel. Approximately 35 acres of the site would be leased for the solar facility, and this land is owned by Javid Farm LLC. The leased area borders existing new chicken houses that are located on the southeast portion of the site. You can clearly see the chicken houses there. Along the eastern boundary there is the Conrail Railroad tracks and the right-of-way. To the east is basically wooded land. I'm sorry, to the north is wooded land and some agricultural land. And the west boundary is adjacent to the Bioenergy Innovation Center, which recycles what I will carefully refer to as organic waste from the poultry industry. And they recycle that into renewable energy and nutrient-rich compost. The land itself that we're going to be leasing has been in agricultural use. It's owned AR1. It's in the low-density area of the future land use map. The land to the north and the west are zoned AR1, but again, the land to the north and the west are actually designated as being in the industrial area under the future land use plan. Again, Jamie, if you can put up the site plan. thank you. Access to the site will be from the existing site entrance off of O'Neill's Road, and that would be a 16-foot wide gravel drive. And again, that would come back onto the into the middle of the solar array field adjacent to two 15 by 20-foot equipment pads. The closest solar arrays are set back over 500 feet from O'Neill's Road and at least 88 feet from the closest property line. There actually would be a 25-foot landscape buffer along the southern, eastern, and northern boundaries of the solar array area. So that's basically along here, coming up behind the chicken houses, and along the railroad across the back, and that wraps around that corner of the property here. This is the facility that I was referring to. So the buffer will extend around that northwest corner of the site, and then the remaining portion of the western boundary is wooded, and that would just remain as an existing wooded buffer. And again, as with the other applications, the buffers are shown as shown on the site plan. This facility would generate electric power to serve the annual needs of almost 900 residential households. And again, conditions have been submitted, and that's everything I have to present other than any questions you may have.
All right. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Mr. Butler.
I have no questions.
Staff, anything?
Anybody
else? Counselor, nothing? Okay, just a few questions. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2456 Elk Development LLC? Is anyone here would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2456? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good afternoon. My name is Jim Hoskins. I live at 28235 O'Neill's Road. It's directly across. It's a 1.42-acre piece of land that's right across from that.
Uh-huh.
So I purchased that house about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When they installed the chicken farm, part of that arrangement was that they would have an agricultural buffer there. They don't. It's been there 5 years. There's a couple trees that are about yay big. They're noisy. They, you know, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning often when they're moving chickens around, that kind of thing. But there's no sound ordinance, so I basically get too bad. the smell is awful sometimes. There's been times I've gone out to go for a jog and I go back in the house. I need to stay in shape. I'm in the Army.
Okay.
So that's a concern. So, you know, I've been to, and the last time I was at a hearing for that, I believe it was 2014, the lawyer pulled me aside from the other side and said, hey, look, we're going to put this agricultural barrier there. I've heard that before, and it obviously there it didn't happen.
Have you talked to anybody at the planning and zoning office about this? Because if there is a requirement for that and it's not there, that it can be enforced, but they can't enforce what they don't know about.
Okay, so I can definitely reach out to see what that is.
On the approved plan.
Yeah, if it's on the approved plan, then it's whoever owns that's going to have to do it.
Okay, I appreciate that. But I'm just concerned. I know, obviously, affecting the view, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's one thing that my house has probably lost value, but it's virtually unsellable now because of the things that are across the street from my house now. Nobody wants to live across the street from that.
And I don't mean this the way it sounds, but I do mean it the way it sounds. How do you know that? I mean, did somebody tell you? Do you have an appraisal report that says that your house has gone down in
value? I haven't got anything.
Or are you just telling me what you're afraid might happen?
Probably the second, to be honest.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm sure if we took a poll of anyone here, would you want to move into a house that's right across the street from a chicken farm? Their answer isn't going to be yes, please.
Well, it kind of depends on who you ask in Suffolk County. I mean, yeah, we kind of like
good
chickens.
Point.
You know, then that smell, like that's the, that smell is really kind of the smell of money.
It's money.
Yeah. Well, not for me.
Also, they don't smell better than solar panels, though, right, which is what we're...
Yeah, and I appreciate the problem you have, but the subject of our hearing tonight is the solar array that is being requested. So if you have some further comments about that, we'd be delighted to hear them.
I mean, if they put the landscaping up and they do, I have no issues at all with it.
Okay. Sounds like you might prefer they replace the chicken houses with solar arrays.
Can we put that in the record?
And if this gets approved,
Seriously, that's a condition
about putting the landscape buffer there, they have to do it.
Yeah, okay. But I would encourage you to call the office in the morning and explain your situation. And I believe the procedure is that someone will go and investigate. And if there's something that's supposed to be there that isn't there, that is something we can fix.
Awesome. Perfect.
Okay.
Can I get discounted energy? All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Oh, sorry. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I said tomorrow. Tomorrow's a holiday. The office is closed, so you'll have to wait till Monday. Sorry about that. Wow. Okay. Anyone else? Any further questions? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Did I say that already? No? Okay. Anyone else have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. All right. That completes our public hearing agenda. Let's refer back to our public hearings. And our first public hearing was conditional use number 2404 Elk Development LLC.
If the commission's okay, so we have one that we're going to leave the record open. They're all the same applicant. I guess I'll just throw this out there. Is it something where you want to act on some of them or defer all of them? I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, we're still having a meeting. If you all want to have your own little meeting, you need to do it out there. Okay.
There was not any opposition to the first two.
Right.
And there was actually two letters in support. Well, a letter in support with regard to each of those. I mean, if you're comfortable with that, I've got a motion that.
I'm comfortable with that. Okay. Yep. Okay. If you would read a motion in favor of the woven fence included.
Okay. Yep. Let me make sure I'm on the right one.
And I can take care of the second one if you want.
What's that?
If you have
to read them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to read them.
I got it. Okay, yeah, because we've gotten the standard one. So this one, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, is conditional use 2404, right? 2404. And I would say, because there was not opposition to this one, just for the benefit of folks, this is probably our 30th, Mr. Whitehouse, somewhere around there, solar array motion. So there's standard findings.
Still waiting for you to build one.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, we're going to have that conversation in a little bit. But we have standard conditions, so I don't want anybody to think that this is prejudged. There's certain sort of boilerplate findings and conditions, plus an ordinance that we've adopted that covers a lot of this. With that, we've filled in some information based on the hearing today in the record. So the motion is I move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2404 Elk Development LLC for a solar array in the GR district based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 16.32 acres of a larger 20.57 acre parcel. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential business and municipal subscriber with lower power costs. Bear with me on this one because I have to read my own writing. The proposed solar array is located adjacent to railroad tracks with industrial zoning and uses. It is near another solar array conditional use that recently received a recommendation of approval. It will have access via Thorogood Road. The land is designated within the developing area according to Sussex County's future land use map. Although the site is next to an existing residential development, that development is screened by existing vegetation, plus the new buffering and separation that will be required with this use. Five, this application generally complies with ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the conditions imposed by operation of ordinance number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. DLDOT has determined that the proposed conditional use would have a diminutive impact on traffic. Eight, based upon the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. Nine, the proposed use promotes or provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, there was no opposition to this application, and there was one letter in support of the application. 11, this recommendation subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted on the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for the solar array as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, the existing vegetation next to the residential property shall remain undisturbed. In addition to the fencing, buffering, and separation requirements of ordinance number 2920, all required fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2404 Elk Development LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2405, Elk Development LLC.
If there's the same interest, is
yeah.
Okay, all right. The commission's motion will be to recommend approval of conditional use number 2405 for Elk Development LLC for a solar farm in the GR district based on the record made in the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public use, a public utility use under the Sussex County Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive reuse of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 11.2 acres of a larger 22.97 acre parcel. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that the solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power cost. Again, bear with me as I read my chicken scratch here. The proposed solar array is located adjacent to railroad tracks and industrial zoning and uses located diagonally across these tracks from this site. It is also near another solar array that received recommendation of approval. It will have access via Thorogood Road. The closest solar array to Thorogood Road will be more than 100 feet from that road. A landscape buffer will also be installed along Thorogood's Road. The land is designated within the coastal area according to Sussex County, is also designated as being within the coastal area according to Sussex County's future land use map. This application generally complies with ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the conditions imposed by the operation of ordinance number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. 7, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. DLDOT has determined that the proposed conditional use would have a diminutive impact on traffic. 8, based upon the record, there's no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. 9, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, there was no opposition to this application, and one letter was submitted in support of the application. 11, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use for area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, a landscape buffer shall be installed along Thorogood's Road as shown on the applicant's site plan presented during the public hearing. In addition, all required fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
I second the motion.
The move and seconded to recommend approval of the conditional use number 2405 Elk Development LLC. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2447 Elk Development LLC.
So this one, you know, there was a different record and a different set of facts. I think, Mr. Chairman, you sort of already stated that the record's going to be held open.
I think we should defer action, hold the record open. We need to be specific about what we're holding the record open for.
So one thing we need to hold it's in the record. It's just not outwardly facing on the record, is get that revised site plan out on the land use docket. And then
it was information relating to safe distance.
Right.
Was the issue, I think, that was being
addressed. Right. And so what we need to do with that is, I think you stated 15 days. If it's 15 days, just to make so this works with county council, I would say 15 calendar days.
Okay. Well, whatever. Yeah. I mean, whatever we need to have it be. I was just picking a number.
Yeah. And I guess it's a question on this, whether, you know, you want information,
well,
anybody, or, you know, and then hold the record open for written comment. I don't know that that's necessary.
I think what I'd like to do is hold the record open for a relatively short period to allow information to be placed into the record. Then I would like the public to have a longer period to respond to it if they choose to, and that the response has to be in writing. You know, and can be submitted in writing, and then we'll close the record at that point, and then we'll consider the application.
All right. So if we're going to do that, bear with me one second.
Yeah. So just see what the dates are. I don't think the applicant needs a whole lot of time to submit.
So the motion might be, I'll throw this out here, to hold the record open for information from the applicant about the safety. In operation
distance,
and safe distances.
There's safety and operation.
Safety and operation of the pending solar array in the form of written comments, and that would be held open for the submission of that information until the close of business on Friday, November 17th, 2023.
Yeah, that's good.
And then the record be held open for an additional 15 calendar days for the submission of any written comments with regard to that.
Right.
Submission.
Okay. I'd so move that up. That motion.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Sorry.
Pretty much
sorry, Mr. Butler.
Want to read my notes?
Yeah, no. Any more than you want to read mine, trust me.
Sorry.
Would you like to weigh in on this?
Yes.
I mean, after all, it seemed like we,
I believe we should defer this. I had my notes and me and Vince have gone back and forth about this a little bit, and there's a safety concern for the citizens, and they need their questions answered, and I believe this should be deferred until we collect the information and staff review.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 2447 Elk Development LLC, leaving the record open for the receipt of written information from the applicant regarding the safety and operation of the solar array. That record will remain open until the close of business on November 17th, at which time the public shall have 15 calendar days thereafter to respond to the comments that were placed into the record by the applicant, and that response will be also be in writing. Okay.
I vote yes.
I also vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Butler.
Definitely yes.
Okay. And the chair votes yes. Motion carried. Motion to defer carries 4-0. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our planning. We got one more. I'm sorry. Almost. Sorry about that. I didn't turn the page. Okay. Next public hearing was conditional use 2456 Elk Development LLC. We've also got an additional business item.
I mean, we do.
I don't personally have a problem with that as long as we have the conditions in there for the buffer. I think that was the resident's most primary concern.
I think the gentleman who expressed the concern was more concerned about the poultry farm than he was actually about the...
Most poultry farms are tree buffered, not actually piled dirt buffers. Yeah. That's what we have.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not sure what the how that transpired. That's why I think the staff needs time to go look that up.
They transferred that to they were using Leland Cypress. Now they went to Miscanthus grass.
Something, yeah.
But I don't have a problem with this application for the solar farm. As long as we have a stipulation in there for the buffer, which is on the plan.
Yeah, we do.
Offer that. I'm good with you making a motion for us.
Okay. I'll put some out there and see if you all are good with it. So. This one is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2456 for Elk Development LLC for solar farm in the AR1 district based upon, it is AR1, right? Yeah, AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 26 acres of a larger 67-acre parcel. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. The proposed solar array is located adjacent, this is number four, the proposed solar array is located adjacent to a railroad and next to new chicken houses with woods to the east. It is also next to bioenergy site that recycles poultry waste. The closest solar array is at least 500 feet from the county road. The land is also designated as being within the low density area according to the Sussex County Future Land Use Map, and there are nearby industrial areas according to that map as well. Five, this application generally complies with ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the condition imposed by the operation of ordinance number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. And I should say the solar array is located in an area that is primarily consists of agricultural and industrial land. Let me rephrase that. With the conditions imposed by the operation of ordinance number 2920, including separation distances and buffering, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. DelDOT has determined that the proposed conditional use would have a diminutive impact on traffic. 8, based upon the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. 9, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of conditional use. C, all existing wooded buffers shall remain and shall be identified as non-disturbance areas on the final site plan. Additional buffering shall be provided as shown on the Becker-Morgan group plan dated September 14, 2023, as submitted during the public hearing. In addition, all required fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2456, Elk Development, LLC. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Okay, that completes our public hearings for the evening. We have one additional business item, discussion as to memorandum of understanding with the